Okay, I'll be quiet.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Donna Korth, and Donna Dreegan has been meeting you before. She always does this, and she does an excellent job of greeting people before I come. And tonight, we are going to have a wonderful recording from Lord Maitreya. We just got it a few weeks ago, and it was just astounding. Some people were pretty overwhelmed with it. But we're going to answer a lot of questions from it because it's the kind of heart stream about electromagnetic frequencies that brings up a lot of questions for people. I want to introduce you to Donna Dreegan and to Barbara and Philip Gabbert and to Sharon Wallace, who will be helping me tonight. Tonight we're honored to hear from Lord Maitreya, who's a very important person, who is often addressed by the Lord Jesus while Jesus was on earth, physically. Lord Maitreya tutored and helped Jesus through his ministry and death on the cross, and it is felt that this is who he was talking to when he called on Father, this Father Maitreya, who is scheduled to come back one of these days, again, as another Christ. We all have our Christ selves, and as you study and learn with us, you'll learn more about that. So, many of you have met Donna, and she will be telling you more about Lord Maitreya in a few minutes. At the end of class, in about 60 to 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us to learn what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Also, you can ask any questions or share any insights and experiences you have had regarding our topic of electromagnetic frequencies, and you can give us any prayer requests or just join us in prayer. Now, it's important that you're very, very quiet. In a minute, I'm going to mute everybody so that hopefully we won't hear any sounds in the background. And when it's time for you to share with us at the end of class, you will hit star 6, and that will bring you through so that we can hear you. Then when you're finished sharing, you will hit star 6 again. So what I'm going to do now...
I'm on also, Donna.
So hold on a minute here. Okay. Can you all hear me? I hope you can hear me. If you want to unmute, if there's an emergency and you must unmute while we're in the middle of everything, just hit star 6. Then we will know. I'm going to share our mission and vision statement tonight, and I'd like you to...
Donna?
Yes.
Can you hear? Oh, you can hear me. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, I'm going to share our mission. Oh, I forgot to introduce Dwyn. That was Dwyn, I think. Yes, Dwyn is very important tonight because she's sharing some important aspects of what happens and what EMFs are and why they're so dangerous. So now I'm going to share our mission and vision statement. I'll read it, and I want you to see if it's something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows, and if you have it anywhere, please read it with us. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self, and we share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light, and we live and we love as one. Now, if you have your invitation, either the email invitation or the snail mail invitation, please read with me the opening prayer. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to beloved Lord Maitreya, thanking you and all who work with you for helping us become aware of the electromagnetic frequency changes we are facing and how to be victorious during this challenging time. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and His plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and Faith, for your legions, for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually and electronically during our phone conference. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. Now, we're going to sing together the song that we sent to you, and you should have it with you. Or if you have our songbook yet, it's number 20.010 in this book. That's 20.010. And as we sing this song, I challenge you to meditate on the virtues of Lord Maitreya and see yourself emanating these very same virtues, which are so powerful and so important. So I'm going to bring this up in just a second here. It's called Maitreya's Loving Kindness. Of your cosmic joy, we accept these prayers and song manifest here and now with the full love, wisdom, and power anchored in the earth, air, fire, water, and ether, and sustained 24 hours a day by the beloved elementals under the direction of our holy Christ Buddhist selves and the hierarchs of the elementals, and tangibly manifest in our lives and in the lives of all evolutions of light throughout the cosmos. And now, we are going to play our heart stream, and I'm getting it up right now, so hang in there. And before we start it, I'm going to ask Donna Dreegan to share with you a little bit about Lord Maitreya and what he's all about. So, Donna, go ahead.
I'm here.
Great.
Well, Lord Maitreya holds the office of Cosmic Christ and Planetary Buddha. His name means loving kindness, and he focuses the radiance of the Cosmic Christ to the evolutions of Earth, guardian to the planet Earth from Venus. He succeeded Lord Gautama as Cosmic Christ when Gautama became Lord of the World at the Royal Teton Ceremony January 1st, 1956. under the Office of Cosmic Christ, Lord Maitreya monitors potential earth changes as well as the comings and goings of the fallen angels and the progress of the Christ incarnate. In the history of the planet, there have been numerous Buddhas who have served the evolutions of mankind through the steps and stages of the path of Bodhisattva. Lord Maitreya, the Cosmic Christ, has passed the initiations of the Buddha. He has come to the fore in this age to teach all who have departed from the way of the great guru, Sanatkumara, from whose lineage both he and Gautama descended. Maitreya is worshipped in Tibet, Mongolia, China, Japan, and throughout Asia, where he is received by the Buddhist as the compassionate one and the coming Buddha. Buddhist scholar Evans Witz describes Maitreya as the Buddhist Messiah who will regenerate the world by the power of divine love and inaugurate a new age of universal peace and brotherhood. He is the present in the Trishita heaven, whence he will descend and be born among the men and become the future Buddha to reveal anew, as did Gautama and the long dynasty of the past Buddhas, the path leading to the great liberation. Lord Maitreya and Lord Gautama were the first from among mankind to respond to Sanatkumara's magnetic pull to face God and to return to the divine estate in which man had first been created and which he was destined to outpicture in the world of form. The time came when the one who had served the earth as the planetary Buddha chose to return to his own planetary chain, leaving a vacancy, this office, for one among Earth's guardians to fill. Lord Maitreya applied for the initiations necessary to qualify for the office, and centuries of self-discipline, of training, of devotion, and of mastery were required in order for him to attain this present stature. His colleagues, though, all of these classrooms of experience was Lord Gautama, who by a margin won the Buddhic decree first, while Lord Maitreya was accorded the office next in line, that of world teacher. As world teacher, his mission was to design for each 2,000-year cycle the specific type of spiritual instruction most required for human race for that period. Whenever there was a readied and willing instrument, he was to act as mediator, polarizing the atoms of the four lower bodies of that life stream so that the divine plan of that one's individualized I am source might flow through its instrument, outpicturing in the world of form the works of Christ. Lord Maitreya is the teacher of Jesus, who with Kusumi now holds the office of world teacher. Maitreya demonstrates on behalf of the evolving humanity and cosmic consciousness of the Christ in all areas of endeavor and the universality throughout cosmos. Maitreya was himself a chela of Lord Himalaya, Manu of the fourth root race, and he has his own focus of illumination in the Himalayan mountains. He was the guru of twin flame of the Garden of Eden. I'll repeat that. He was the guru of twin flames in the Garden of Eden, which was a mystery school of the Brotherhood. The Mystery School of Eden, located on Lemuria near San Diego, where San Diego is today, was the first mystery school on planet Earth. And Maitreya referred to the Lord God in Genesis was its first hierarch. The sponsor of Twin Flames, he is a friend in all initiates of the sacred fire. When called upon, he will give illumination of the Christ and the strength of the word to pass the initiations that come under his sponsorship. His banner is the thought form of a mighty clipper ship as it comes in with the tides at eventide to fetch souls of mankind to take them to another shore. His musical keynote is, "Ah, sweet mystery of life." Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna. Now we're going to play Lord Maitreya's Heartstream, in which he speaks on the dangers of electromagnetic frequencies and electric vehicles. And you will sense his great mercy, love, and kindness and compassion even as he speaks. It just saturates you as you meditate on it. So here we go.
Initiates of the sacred fire, Buddhas in the becoming, conscious ones who are evolving in an understanding of the presence of God everywhere and within self. You are energetic beings of light, flashing forth from your source as you choose the virtues of the Divine One, the All Buddha, whose presence, whose very light essence moves through you, indeed lives, moves, and has its beingness within your heart, your mind, your will. And when these three aspects of self are harmonized in a synchronistic matrix of perfected love, wisdom, and power, the energy is amplified. The divine activity of light increases, and you may utilize your auric field for great spiritual work, blessing life to the higher divine frequencies of the All Buddha manifesting through you. There is a scourge upon planet Earth at this time, blessed ones, with all manner of electromagnetic interference through the energies that you utilize in your daily lives, in your homes, your vehicles, in your planes, in all industry where Wi-Fi is broadcast through a technology that is not of the highest offering to the souls of mankind. And though many of you have certain divine abilities to counteract these negative influences, mankind en masse and as a whole is not armed with either the spiritual understanding or the inner power developed through a constancy of spiritual practices to cancel out the deleterious influences upon the physical temple itself, the mind, the heart, the auric field.
I want to call upon Dwyn Dubrowski. Dwyn, she and her husband present broadcasts for us on during the week from Mount Shasta, California. And we love those broadcasts. They are marvelous, and they have several people in their group there that do this with them. So Dwyn is going to answer the question what are EMFs and why are they dangerous and why do we require some help? So Dwyn, if you'll just answer that, I'll let you hit star 6 and go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, this is a topic I'm happy to speak on. Electromagnetic fields, or EMFs, and radio EMFs, RFs, are unavailable, unavoidable. They occur naturally in the earth and in our bodies and are not harmful. And there are those EMFs and RFs which are produced by clock radios, computers, blow dryers, hair blow dryers, cell phones, computers, etc. Anything that is electrical produces EMFs, RFs, and are produced by radio and TV broadcasting. Wi-Fi, mobile phones, cordless phones, local wireless networks, and radio transmission towers. They are also used by medical scanners, radar systems, and microwave ovens. Modern devices often generate electromagnetic fields of radio frequency, RF, and most dangerous of all is the program to deploy 5G technology from satellites to our planet, yet defined as a crime under international law. So that's a pretty heavy thought. Each 5G phone will contain dozens of tiny antennas all working together to track and aim a narrowly focused beam at the nearest cell tower. The United States Federal Communications Commission, FCC, has adopted rules permitting the effective power of those beams to be as much as 20 watts, 10 times more powerful than the levels permitted for current phones. Each 5G base station will contain hundreds or thousands of antennas aiming multiple laser-like beams simultaneously at all cell phones and user devices in its service area. This technology is called multiple input, multiple output, or MIMO. And rules permit the effective radiated power of a 5G base station's beams to be as much as 30,000 watts per 100 megahertz of spectrum, or equivalently 300,000 watts per gigahertz of spectrum, tens of hundreds of times more powerful than the levels permitted for current base stations. Now, how EMFs cause oxidative damage in a cell? EMFs enter the cell. There is a reactive oxygen species. ROS is generated. Antioxidant mechanisms try to regulate ROS and protect the cell membrane, but too much ROS is generated, which impairs antioxidative mechanisms, which can lead to many other diseases. Membrane is compromised. EMFs can grow, can now enter cell nucleus, and EMFs break DNA strands, which damages cell and can lead to just many problems, including tumors. Stress response increases HSP stress proteins, and so it's definitely a problem, one that needs to be addressed, requires. Why does all this matter? Our bodies are not without defense mechanisms. If our body experiences a small amount of damage, we can usually cope. Occasionally, breaks in DNA are actually normal and can happen through routine exposure to the environment, such as from UV radiation from the sun. However, if we receive too much damage, it may become difficult for our body's defenses to cope with overwhelming problems. Thus, permanent changes to a cell, which goes unfixed, can lead to many diseases, including cancer. So 5G will be up to 100 times faster, the first to use high-energy millimeter waves up to 300 gigahertz. 4G only uses 3 gigahertz. Since these waves do not travel far, thousands of cell towers will be installed every 850 feet. So this is definitely of great concern. But they're finding that it's killing insects. The insurance companies refuse to underwrite big wireless companies. So powerful enough to map the inside of your house. They are powerful enough to actually read what's going on in your house. I don't know if that technology is happening today. I've heard that it is, and I don't know for certain. So same frequencies used for crowd dispersal. And there's 13 studies that show pulsed wave EMFs is more dangerous than continuous EMFs. So that's what they're going for today, is the pulsed one. And now I'd just like to share from a chart I have on cell tower. So they're working with meter wireless. They're calling it, the SMART is meter wireless. And there's 0.5 meter wireless measurements for cell tower, which can bring forth headaches, disruptive sleep, and tremor. 0.6 meter wireless with Wi-Fi, which alters the brain function. There's 5 meter wireless with laptop Wi-Fi damages sperm, motility, and DNA. And then there's 30-meter wireless with cordless phone, which disrupts cardiac function. And then there's 100-meter wireless with Russian and Chinese health standard. Interesting, there is a 400-meter wireless for the smart meter. And lastly, there is a 6,000 to 10,000-meter wireless for the United States and Canada government public exposure guidelines, way off the chart. So this is definitely of concern. And I would just like to direct you to a website that I found after collecting most of this by Makia, M-A-K-I-A, Freeman, and it's Global Research Rights on Environmental Science and Medicine. And it's also in a subtitle, Tools of Freedom. 15 reasons 5G wireless technology will be a catastrophe for humanity. That's M-A-K-I-A, Makia Freeman, Global Research Rights on Environmental Science and Medicine. So there's more I could say, and I probably will stop at this time so that I don't take any more. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dwyn. Yes, we're all going to, you're all going to wonder how you're going to live till the end of next week by the time we're through. But no, we will have some solutions, so don't worry. Hang in there. So here we go back to Lord Maitreya.
Therefore, I come this day with a warning to all to understand this scourge, to do your research, and to utilize certain technologies that will both mitigate and, in some cases, completely cancel out these influences and their effects upon your sacred body temples and even your lifespan. Some of you travel in vehicles that are primarily electrically charged, utilizing large batteries that directly impact your auras and your temples. Whether hybrid or fully electric, these can be dangerous to your life stream, and especially the delicate fabric of your etheric embryonic ovoid field of light. We have seen how these industries know the truth of these impacts and effects, yet have consciously, and I would say evilly, hid them from the masses of mankind. The same is true with Wi-Fi and the use of mobile devices of all kinds, especially what is called smartphones, held to the head, which, dearest ones, are also very dangerous for you all. The reason I bring this understanding to you is that even one within your midst may have her life cut short by having not understood this danger and having ridden in a hybrid car for a number of years, where cancer has now stricken her body And it is, dearest ones, something that is or could be avoidable for many more of you.
I'm going to ask Barbara and her husband, Philip, if he wishes to answer any questions at this time, to explain how these are shortening our lives and maybe share any examples, and also mention any products or appliances that we have that may not have been mentioned or that need to be enhanced or repeated that are putting us in danger with explanations as to why and how. So, Barbara, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to do my part first.
Okay.
It says, how are EMFs shortening our lives? And we did some studies. My husband found a bunch of information on the internet, and thousands of studies link low-level wireless radio frequency radiation exposures to a long list of adverse biological effects, including DNA single and double strand breaks, oxidative damage, disruption of cell metabolism, increased blood-brain barrier permeability, melatonin reduction, disruption to brain glucose metabolism, and generation of stress proteins. And also, in 2011, the World Health Organization classified radio frequency radiation as a possible 2B carcinogen. So, a lot of potential there for damage to the physical body. This is certainly a contributing factor to the rise in autoimmune diseases, in various types of cancers. It has an adverse effect on your skin, which is the largest organ of our body is our skin, and it interferes with your sweating mechanism, which is the way toxins, one of the major ways toxins are eliminated from the body is through sweating. So anything that interferes with your ability to rid yourself of toxins means the toxins are staying in you. So that's not a good thing either. It also affects bacteria resistance. You know, we've read that there are a lot of problems, especially in hospitals, with bacteria that are resistant to every kind of antibiotics. All this EMF radiation is making those kinds of things worse, unfortunately. So, also the one of the things that struck my caught my attention is that one of the features of 5G is that it is particularly susceptible to being absorbed by plants and rain. Humans and animals alike, of course, consume plants as a food source. So when the water that falls from the sky onto the plants is irradiated, that could leave us with food that is not safe to consume. So this is something that we need to really stand up and be counted about and let our voices be heard by our legislators, by people in positions of power that can do something to halt the progress of 5G. And we got to find ways to neutralize it within us. So, but as you can see, with more autoimmune diseases, more cancer, more toxins being held in, higher stress proteins, melatonin reduction. That's one of the reasons why people are having harder time sleeping, is because melatonin is one of the things that helps us go to sleep at night. So anyway, as you can see, there is a tremendous potential for disruption to our physical organism in many, many ways. So not to freak you out, but this is something we need to be very aware of and find every way we can to protect ourselves from these effects. And now Mr. Phil is going to tell about products and appliances that are putting us in danger, and maybe explain a little bit as why and how. And he can give you a website where you can find a lot of this information and read for yourself more in detail if you want any additional information. So I'm going to turn it over now to Mr. Phil.
All right. One of the main websites I use to get a lot of information is called Electronic Sense, ElectronicSense.com. And there's another one called FCC.gov where I've gotten a lot of information from. Two things you need to be aware of about 5G is most cell phone companies and most appliance companies have gotten the approval from the government to go ahead and start implementing 5G. With cell phones, the towers are being modified to emanate 5G so they can have better speed and better capabilities. Now, cell phones in general are not too terribly bad for you. However, when they start implementing the 4G, 5G networks, that also puts an effect on you. So you need to make sure you have your cell phones protected and secured by a couple of EMF dampening fields around it. And then microwaves, towers, try not to live close to microwave towers in the cities because that's where they're implementing 5G. I will give you a little story about my business where I was at. When I first moved my business into this one location in Allen, I was fine. But then within about 4 months, they implemented 5G to the tower, and I started getting headaches. Never had that problem before, but I realized that once I get away from that area, my headaches went away. So 5Gs do affect you in an area that you need to be aware of. So watch out for towers that are going up. Watch out for towers that are being modified for microwave. And then watch out for the products that are very, very new that are coming out to be able to emanate 5G within your homes. Some of the home devices you have, like the Echoes or something like that, they're using 5Gs in the network because 5Gs can penetrate homes a lot better than they can with 4Gs or any other type field. So those are some of the things you need to be aware of.
Thank you, Philip. And we will send you, anybody who requests it or would like, we can send you the websites and how to get more information that I think will be very helpful, and how to get products that will protect you. So we'll go on now with this HeartStream.
Yes, you desire the environment to be whole and clean and pure and undefiled. Yet even these hybrid and electric vehicles utilize technologies that require vast resources of minerals mined within the earth and other substances and are just as deleterious to the environment as the internal combustion machine we aver. Therefore, thinking that you were doing something great for humanity and for the planet, and investing in these engines of today. We say, do not be fooled by the dark ones who have carved out a niche in this way to actually impact on a long-term basis the energy fields of light bearers willing to go down this road, thinking that they could avert even planetary cataclysm by utilizing these technologies. Blessed ones, all are well-meaning in their desire for greater green and eco-vehicles and technologies to utilize heaven's resources and the sun itself to bring Earth into more of a golden crystal age of enlightenment and freedom. Yet, not knowing all of the scientific aspects behind these technologies, they move forward, and the subtle darkness then pervades civilization, and mankind en masse may be entrapped in a matrix utilizing artificial intelligence to their detriment and to their destruction. How may then the enlightened ones move forward, armed with this information? We have already told you to spend as much time within nature as possible, away from computers, away from these devices, which are indeed a scourge upon the earth at this time. Better for many that they utilize the simple resources available to them within the natural world and moved more and more back to nature to find their mooring within spirit, within the sun frequencies of light available as you breathe the fresh air with many trees and plants around you, and have the nurturing of both body, temple, and heart, and mind, and spirit simultaneously. Permaculture, dearest ones, is one answer to this dilemma. And we see a generation becoming enlightened in this guise, utilizing the Buddha nature within, communing with the Mother Nature without, to bring about a harmonizing balance of body, mind, and spirit throughout this civilization. Long ago, the Divine Director warned you of the mechanization concept. Yes, back in the mid-60s, dearest ones, the messenger Marcus Lyle Prophet delivered this treatise, and now you see the impacts manifesting throughout your planet and civilization. Avert them, dearest ones, through super consciousness, tethered to your I Am God presence. Understand the nature of what is transpiring, led by the dark ones, who would bring you into a synthetic society powered by machines rather than one that is natural, powered by the sun, the I Am presence, the one God, and his, her beating energies within your breath.
Just very quickly, I want to say that when you learn how to meditate regularly and visualize what you want to see happen, you can visualize a tube of light around you, and we have a little prayer we say regarding the tube of light, and you can meditate and see the light coming even out from your solar plexus and going up and around you and protecting all of your chakras, and this will give you quite a bit of protection. We used to say a long time ago, "Beloved, I am presence bright. Round me seal your tube of light from ascended master flame. Call forth now in God's own name." And I say that before I walk into Walmart or some of the great, huge stores and businesses where you know that they're using 5G or a lot of electromagnetic frequencies are present. And they are present now in a number of cities, including Dallas, Charlotte, Louisville, Kentucky, and a number of others where they're going up now quickly across the planet. But also I want to encourage you by telling you that there are some huge lawsuits going out by some of these, the more powerful people that have the money, and also groups of people putting their money together and suing for protection and for elimination and for removal of these extreme unnecessary technologies. So now we'll go on.
The dynamics of life upon Earth in this generation are not always clear for the youth to know the truth, the way and the life of the Christ, the Buddha, and the Divine Mother. And so enlightened ones and messengers of godliness are coming forth with their warnings of spirit to provide an impetus of that truth to prevent mass casualties and the plague that will, if allowed to manifest, could indeed result in almost a genocide of this and future generations. Blessed ones, we do not broadcast fear. We broadcast hope and understanding and enlightened, awakened wisdom so that light bearers everywhere armed with the truth may move forward integrally, wondrously, energetically to lead generations to come into the all Buddha nature of godliness within. You must be those way showers who live the truth daily, who understand your body temples, the light within, the vibrations of each organ and system, and of how when you commune within self, with God, and take in those substances worthy of light bearers to bring nourishment into your temple of light, then you can speak with authority and self-knowledge and divine wisdom in this wise and bring forth that self-knowledge unto others through your living light example of a virtuous initiate. We have been considering in the council chambers of the Ascended Masters for a number of months and years how to bring forth this understanding to light bearers within this movement of the Heart Center community and then throughout the world. Your messenger has invested energies and abundance in experimenting with various devices that can mitigate these scourges, dearest ones.
I'm going to mention some devices, and I'll mention briefly where you can get them. However, I have a list, and I will be glad to mail it out to anybody who makes a request of me. You have my phone number in the invitation that we sent out, so you can call me or email me, and I will be glad to help you. Now, one of the devices I have is called a computer pillow. And what it does, you sit on it, and or you can put it behind your back. It's an amazing thing. It protects the person from destructive electrical pollution, magnetic disorientation from computer rays, X-rays, even toxic fumes, fluorescent light, television rays, high-tension wire rays, airplane travel, and microwaves. And I have one in my car, and I have one that I sit on. And I have to confess, I have one of those cars. It's a Prius, a Toyota Prius, and I'm thinking seriously of selling it. Even though I wear something around my wrist, I sit on this special pillow, and I have a piece of a product called shungite in my car that is supposed to help stop the EMFs from penetrating or causing a problem. So it comes from a lady named Hannah, and she has a scientist that she was working with who developed these computer pillows, which I think are wonderful. And there are other things that are available. For instance, there is a product called My Cell Armor Shield. And I got this from David Lewis, who got it from a lady in Canada that's one of our heart friends. And when the night that I got it, I was sleeping in a motel. We were traveling. I was with Barbara and Philip. And that was the first night I really slept good, was after I put this, like it's kind of a bracelet thing that goes around your wrist, put it on my wrist, and I slept so much better. Because in a hotel or motel, you are between rooms that have all kinds of TVs and Wi-Fi apparatus, telephones, and there's just a whole shebang of stuff that you are surrounded by in either apartments or in motels that we have to be aware of. But there are a lot of things you can wear, and I have something around my ankle that I wear that is protective, and around my wrist. And I also have a necklace that I can wear around my neck. I usually don't, because I don't like stuff around my neck too well, but I do pin it to my clothing sometimes. It's called BioLife. And you can learn about most all of these things also by, and I will give you this telephone number, because it's a number of our Heart Center store. And you can call this number for information and help in ordering the products that we have at our store, which are very, very protective. They are mostly Organite, and there are other products there that are made by one of our very important staff members named Boyd Batten. They're Organite pyramids, phone rests, and they come in all different shapes. You can put your phone on them and protect them. You can take your jewelry off that may have been affected and put it on these different things. There's just a lot that you can learn, and this is the number, again, that you should call. It's 312-253-7600. You can call this number for help on the products that we have in our Heart Center store. 312-253-7600. And if you didn't get this or don't have a pencil or just can't write it down, please get in touch with me and I will mail you some information or email it to you. Either way, I can either mail it or snail mail it, whatever you request. So that's the main thing I wanted to mention. Regarding products, there are just a number of things out there now. There's a place called EMF Blues. There's a place called Fresh and Alive. You can Google EMF protection devices, and you'll see all kinds of stuff come up. There is a place called Earth Calm. There's a place called Electric Sense 101. And, of course, theheartcenter.org. There's a place called Shungite Reality, and there's several shungite places. Well, I'll tell you just a little bit about shungite. Shungite is a mineral. It comes in big chunks from Russia. It's only found in one state in Russia. I think it's called Borelia. Borelia is the name of the state where it's located. And the Russians discovered when they use shungite in walls and in products and things that they, appliances, and when they used it around people that were ill or in schools where children were having difficulty learning, they discovered that the shungite protected and helped them and totally changed the negative or nervous atmosphere that so many people were experiencing and are continuing to experience at this time. We're going through a time called the shift, and there's just a lot of tension and a lot of nervousness and anxiety, sleeplessness or insomnia, increased stomach problems, ulcers, many, many problems. One man wrote, he's a scientist named William Kelly Eddiam. He's also a medical doctor. He said, many thousands of studies have indicated all the levels of 2G, 3G, 4G, and now 5G have caused or are associated with health challenges. Almost every scientist doing these studies attribute problems to the electromagnetic frequencies that we are dealing with. He also tells how that there are a lot of electromagnetic frequencies that are good. For instance, a scientist named Lakowski, who worked with Tesla on his multi-wave oscillator, actually reversed cancer and extreme obesity using the correct frequencies. he says, by the way, I've kept a close eye on the flu reports from some of the early rollout 5G cities where data is available. And to be sure, those cities, such as Charlotte, I think that's North Carolina, Dallas, and Louisville, barely have any 5G. Yet, the flu spikes have followed their rollouts. So immediately, when 5G came to their areas, the flu increased. He says Louisville was having an extremely mild flu season for 3 months, right up to the rollout of 5G. Then, bam, in the first 2 weeks, their flu went up 1,133% over the last week when they had no 5G. In the next 2 weeks, it soared over 3,000%. In the 3 weeks following that, their flu rate went up over 5,000%. Please know that this is cumulative. In other words, you may not feel a thing, and then all of a sudden, after a while, you feel it. And so you don't blame it on the 5G because, after all, you've had 5G for a whole 2 weeks, and you didn't feel anything. But he tells a lot about what 5G is doing now in the cities where it's rolled out. And fortunately, those very same cities have people there that are filing a huge suit against the government and other sources that are behind it. So now we'll go on.
And so after this heart stream, I ask him to share with you some that he sees work through personal experience, so that many of you, mindful of this information, may also, after your own research, if necessary, make your conclusions and then move forward with your choices in an enlightened way for your benefit, for your longevity, for your heart-centered and healthy lives. Precious ones, we see many of you suffering subtly, both emotionally or mentally, and many of you physically to an extent that we would see mitigated, armed with this knowledge and truth. For we know that those who know better will do better, and that the truth shall indeed set you free to make right choices and to live in the integrity of your God self, your Buddha nature. Once you know this information, the choice is up to you whether to use your resources wisely as we recommend or to continue on the road that many of you have taken ingesting substances that are not healthy for you, even certain opioids and drugs, certain foods that are completely impure in their preparation or in their growing. Yes, the light within you can counterbalance much, dearest ones, yet your daily choices of what you ingest and the environment you live within will indeed impact your lives and your lifespan. Therefore, if you desire a long life lived in joy and harmony and perfect health and well-being, then understand that your daily choices will impact the effects directly. It is more important that you feel healthy, wealthy, and wise than that the outer personality is happy in a happy-go-lucky way to the extent that it is ignorant of the long-term and lasting effects of these daily choices, even the ingestion of substances such as refined sugars, coffee, and others that ultimately do not serve you well, precious one.
I want to call on Sharon Wallace, who will tell you a little bit more about what food choices increase our EMF dangers and what food choices help protect us. Sharon? We can't hear you, Sharon.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Okay, so first, the bad news, foods that increase our EMF dangers. In general, most foods in grocery stores and restaurants. And right after that, we have all the genetically modified organisms, the GMOs. Most bottled water has been found to be contaminated, and foods grown using chemical fertilizers and pesticides. Also, foods heated or cooked in microwave ovens, which also causes changes in the blood chemistry. Our eyes are especially vulnerable to microwave ovens. A report by Hirsch and Parker in the 1950s, which was the first clinical study, suggests workers exposed to microwaves have developed cataracts on the back of the lens, and these are called radiation cataracts. This information comes from SafeSpaceProtection.com, and there's a lot more information out there. I was trying to be brief. Now, for the good news, foods to help protect against the EMF, and this information is mostly from Dr. Deanna Minnick. First, some herbs that will help protect you are curcumin, fennel, garlic, ginkgo biloba, green tea, lotus seed, propolis, olive leaf, oregano, rosemary and sage, all chlorophyll-containing foods, zinc, melatonin, omega-3s, vitamin E when combined with vitamin C are especially helpful, and organic foods, or the foods can be not organic. If you know the local farmer, you know how they have grown their foods and their practices. So these foods would be almonds, broccoli, cherries, kale, orange, all seaweeds, especially kelp if it's clean, wild-caught salmon, spinach, strawberries, tomatoes, walnuts, pineapple, potatoes, and when I say potatoes, that includes potato chips, and foods containing natural vitamin A, such as seeds, nuts, and fruit, avocados, barley grass, spirulina, or spirulina. So those are just a few things that will help you out. So it's a pretty good variety of foods and herbs to select from. So thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Sharon. And Sharon, if you could send me either the website of where you got this wonderful information or send me the list then I'll be able to send it out to people that write to me.
Okay. Certainly.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
We of the Darjeeling Council and other council chambers reaffirm beloved Hylarian's recommendation that you study the works of Anthony Williams, sponsored by Compassion to bring the truth of virtuous living into play through righteous choices and diet and other practices. We have seen tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives improved, transformed, and benefited by what compassion has provided this initiate during this generation to mitigate the effects of impure foods upon this civilization. Would that many more of you would study, even listening to his podcast, if you would, to know and be armed with this information, which will benefit you greatly when you are disciplined daily in diet, diet of body, diet of soul, diet of mind, and of spirit. The Lord of the world is coming at the end of this year and during your winter solstice conference to provide an impetus moving forward into the year 2020, a new decade and a new opportunity for enlightened living and self-conscious work and service. Dearest ones, as you prepare for the karmic board's sharings and for the releases of light in Vista, California, near the base chakra of that state of California, it would benefit you to both be there physically to receive these higher frequencies broadcast by these great beings of the karmic board and of that which Gautama himself as the Lord of the world will provide as a great enfirement of your being, an excitement of your higher centers, and an improvement in your view towards self, the world, and all life. When 2020 vision becomes your purview daily, perfect vision manifests through your mind and your heart and your will in synchronistic balance, then you will see the changes naturally occurring both within self, within your environment and culture, and then throughout this civilization and planet. It begins with you, each one, in your choices daily. For these result in a greater planetary shift into higher self-conscious living, enlightened beingness in God. Yes, you, dearest ones, are at the center of your universe through your consciousness wed to God. When you live in the integrity of this divine power, wisdom, and love manifesting virtuously through you, you become a game changer for an entire planet and her people. You become a nexus, a plexus of light for compassion, loving kindness, empathy, joy, radiance to manifest throughout this world and beyond. As you breathe in your Buddha nature during your times of silent meditation such as you have just experienced, and as you continue to wed yourself to God, to beingness in your presence, I am there gazing upon you lovingly with that loving kindness that I always emanate to all life. As your planetary Buddha, a former world teacher, now using that teaching to enlighten, illumine, and transform all in the perfectionment of spirit, in the blessedness of being godly, and in the way, the truth, and the life of the living Logos, the Christ, the Buddha, the Mother, everywhere. I am your Maitreya. Sing to me, chant to me, and then you, as a loving and kind one, will merge with the All Buddha as I have and live in the integrating fires of spirit forever. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Maitreya. And thank you, David Christopher Lewis, who acts as an amanuensis for the masters and the angels as they are directed to speak to us regularly. And now, Donna Dregan, if you will give the benediction and then give a few announcements for us, that would be great.
We thank Lord Maitreya tonight for being with us and for being the teacher of Jesus. And we ask that all of you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, and the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. And now I'll give you some of the plans for the Heart Center. Live broadcast with David Lewis, Jesus and the Essenes, and the Higher Walk with God as Initiates. And that's going to be January the 19th at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. And then February the 7th, Expo 2020 at Los Angeles. February the 7th, workshops and books and more. And San Diego, a Valentine Meditation of Divine Love, February the 14th through the 16th, and March 16th through 23rd is Spring Equinox Celebration of Joy in Hawaii. And I just want to remind everybody to write your karmic board letters. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Now, a karmic board letter I might mention is a letter you write to the karmic board yourself, telling the karmic board your concerns, telling the karmic board what you would like them to do for you this year and what you will do in return. Then you take the letter, I like to take the letter, read it out loud to the karmic board in a prayerful way, and then I burn the letter in my bathroom, holding it with some long... I can't remember the name of the appliance, but it's a long thing, a tool my husband always uses. And I happen to also have some hemostats, which hold paper. But you hold it between something long that's safe and burn it over your sink, and then you wash the ashes down the sink. And there you go. You have made and submitted and burned your karmic board letter for the next 6 months. And it's very, very helpful to read it out loud and to meditate a little bit before you even write it on what do you want God to do for you. The karmic board will do all they can for you, and you must respond in some way with how you're going to work with them. For instance, one of the things that I did at one time, I told the karmic board I wanted them to remind me every morning of the most important things to pray for as I woke up and as I meditated, and also to help me with meditation, which they certainly have helped me do, because I have one of those minds that's going every which direction from the time I get out of bed. So the karmic board has helped me a lot with that. And I
Tell them the time that we usually do that.
Pardon?
The time that we usually do that.
Oh, yes. Well, the time where we usually do that is, let's see, do we do it with all of the changes in season, which we call?
We have summer equinox and then at New Year's Eve, I believe.
Right. New Year's Eve and summer equinox are the two times that I always do it. So those are the two times when you want to do it, and it's very, very valuable and very helpful for all of you. And if you will join us with us in our morning broadcast, you will be hearing about these things and reminded. And the most important broadcast, if you are unable to go to all of them, is Wednesday morning. These are regular Wednesday morning broadcasts that are at, they're 8 o'clock Central Time, so they're 7 o'clock Mountain Time, and they're 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and I guess there's 6 o'clock Pacific Time. So they're wonderful, and they are on your computer or your smartphone. You can listen to them, and you can also listen to them on your regular telephone, your whatever you have. And there are some instructions on the bottom of your invitation that you got in the mail that will tell you a little bit more about doing that. And if you have any questions on these things that we go over, please contact us. We're ready to help. So now I'm going to invite any of you that wish to stay with us to pray with us or ask any further questions that you may want to ask or share any experiences or knowledge that you may have regarding electromagnetic frequencies. And we will take the next half hour to do this. So feel free, and the rest of you, don't feel guilty if you have to go. I know it's late, so feel free to go. And now I'm going to ask anybody who has a prayer request or something to share to say to hit star 6 and say your name, and then say it loudly and clearly, and then tell us what you would like to say or give us a prayer request. So go ahead.
Hello, this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
I got an email from Geraldine Gower in Lexington, Kentucky, and she wanted to be on the call tonight, but she wasn't feeling well. She sent me an email saying she was feeling sick, so maybe we can say a little prayer for her. She has heart issues and other health problems and just could use a little boost.
Okay, we'll pray for her.
Thank
and
you.
Also, today, our blessed Marcia Hammond has gone to a higher place. She's transcended or ascended. I think she's probably ascended. But she went today. And by the way, I'll just mention that the dear Marcia is a person that rode in a hybrid car for 10 years, approximately. And she did end up with cancer throughout her body. It's something that we didn't even think about for many years. We didn't realize the dangers of hybrid cars, and now we do. So there are many things that can be done, or you can sell your car if you have a hybrid car and get a regular one. So I'm going to put down Marcia, and we're just going to say goodbye to her tonight and wish her well and call on the Masters for to surround her in light. Any other requests?
I actually have my sister, Barbara Bell, who's in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I talked with her today, and she said that fortunately she had a doctor's appointment this morning because she was having some heart problems yesterday. So she's going to have to go back. She had this done before. Go back and have her heart, they're going to sort of zap it. What is that? She has, what is it called? Anyway, it's not beating right. It's beating too rapidly.
You have arrhythmia?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. And there are things they can do for that.
She's 86.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. We'll pray for her, too. All right. Any other prayer requests from anybody?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Excuse me?
Yes, it's Matthew James here.
Matthew. Great. Hi, Matthew. Matthew James. Yes.
You know, I just had a thought, and it's something from years ago, my first job that I had when I got into sales was selling Volkswagens, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just one of the things that, but you know, a lot of the competition, I guess you could call it competition, they were coming in, the new Priuses and the Nissan Leafs, all the electric vehicles, and we were kind of just told, well, I mean, we do have our diesels. So if people are thinking of fuel efficiency, I don't sound like I'm still selling cars, but the diesels are, you know, some of them are, you know, have decent capabilities in terms of catching the, you know, emissions and whatnot. But the fuel efficiency, I know, is there. It might not be the absolute cleanest, but for, you know, saving. Yeah. But there was the Jetta TDI was one model, and you know, the TDI engines and whatnot, and they last a long time. I don't really understand the technology that much in terms of how much better or why diesels last longer than, you know, the normal internal combustion engines. But yeah,
that's right. Yeah, they do. That's a good thought.
But I guess you don't see them as much anymore. And then I guess because they are pretty dirty, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a lot of people that have had them and really like diesel. So everybody has their different thoughts and experiences. That's interesting. Thank you, Matthew. Anybody else have anything to contribute or would like us to pray for? Just hit *6.
Hi, good evening. This is Anna. Hi there.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm not doing too well. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Many blessings to you and all of you who do this beautiful program. I've been having a lot of problems with sciatic nerve on my left side.
Now tell me that real slowly.
Okay. I've been having a lot of problems with my sciatic nerve on my left side.
Nerves on your left side.
Yeah. Think two chiropractors and nothing seems to be to help. Taking turmeric and how much stuff and still nothing works. I don't know what to do next. You know.
Is this on the left side of your face?
No, my leg. My leg.
Legs, on your leg.
It's from
sciatic.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like sciatic nerve, yes.
Yeah, from the knee down, in the middle of my leg.
Knee down.
Yes.
Okay, knee downward.
It feels like a kind of numbness in there. It feels funny. It doesn't feel right.
Ah.
So, I don't know.
Sometimes that's due to a vertebrae in your back being a little bit out. That's, in fact, it's often due to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can make an adjustment. Have you gone to a chiropractor at all?
I have two very good ones. One is a professor of the Black University,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is a great chiropractor, too, doing a lot of stuff with the neurotapping stuff that chiropractors do with the brain. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of, yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's working on me too. Last time he said it was something that on my back it was out of place, and he fixed it, and I don't know, then it looks like it's fine for 3 or 4 days, and it goes back to the same thing all over again.
Oh, you know, that's one of the problems. Chiropractic is only helpful if you can stay in the position to which you have been adjusted, and
mm-hmm.
that's very hard to do when you have gradually developed a curvature or a slight imbalance. And as we get older, the pads between our vertebrae, they shrink and they dry out. And
mm-hmm.
that causes a leaning of one side or the other, which can result in sciatica or numbness, any number of problems with our legs, or depending where this happens, it could
mm-hmm.
be our arms even. But ask your chiropractor to give you some aids in keeping the adjustment exactly where he puts it, because
okay.
that's the challenge, is not losing that adjustment.
Okay.
So ask him to help you with that. Sometimes getting a back brace, not a real brace, but there's all these different things you can get that you can wrap around. They're wraparound type things. A lot of athletes wear
mm-hmm.
them when they're running or working out, and you can put one around your waist or wherever it should go, somewhere on your back. You can put it around you, and right after you have the adjustment, if you wrap it around you, it helps you maintain it. And there's
okay.
certain little habits that we have, like when we get in the car, whether we get in with our right leg first or our left leg, there's certain little habits that your chiropractor can help you
mm-hmm.
determine what they are, and then determine to break those habits so that you don't aggravate that same spot that was out of place. So you might want to do that, Anna. But we will pray for this for you.
Well, thank you very, very much. I didn't know about all these wonderful things that you're just telling me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
God bless you, honey.
God bless you, too, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and the best for you in 2020.
Thank you. Do we have
and
any other
you,
prayer requests
you,
or comments by anybody?
I'll just make a comment also about Geraldine's daughter. She has a daughter, Frances Gower Miller, at 49, and who works outdoors with 7 rescue horses daily and no barn. And she has Raynaud's disease, numbness of the limbs, and low blood pressure that affects her heart. And she was diagnosed with venous reflux as a result of too much heavy lifting. Arteries.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce it.
Arteries?
Arteries. Yes, thank you. Arteries. And the feet are enlarged, and they don't pump blood back up the legs. And anyway, so she has a problem too.
Yes, that is a problem. Okay.
What is her first name again?
Frances Gower.
G-A-U-E-R,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Okay.
Did you say Miller, Frances Gower Miller?
Miller, that's right. That's right, yeah.
Frances
okay. Gower Miller, 49.
It's 49. Okay, we put her down. Good. Okay.
I also read online yesterday that our First Lady, Melania Trump, has requested people pray for her husband, the president. So
constantly.
Yes. But that is her Christmas wish, is that people would pray for him.
That is my wish, too.
Okay, we'll put that down. Okay, anything else anybody wants to bring up?
People coming across the border that he doesn't do. The murder of those horrible things that the people, they've been, you know.
We can't quite hear you.
I'm saying that I hope the president stops all this madness against those immigrants that they're, you know.
You're kind of going in and out. Did you say to pray for the border situation?
Yes, yes.
The border. Okay, we will.
Sorry
we will.
For those people.
Yes, because there's a humongous amount of opioids and fentanyl coming in over that border right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Anna's last name?
Anna Bodoff, BODOFF.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless you.
Okay. All right. I got that down. Okay. Anything else? Okay. In that case, we've got Donna, Barbara. Dwayne, are you still there?
I am.
Great.
I am.
We've got Donna, Barbara, Dwayne. I don't think Sharon is able to stay on. And me. So that's four of us. And we can cover these. Unless, is there anybody else who would like to pray with us or add anything? Okay, then we'll divide these up. I have, I've got eight things here. I'm going to give you Barbara, Geraldine Gower, and Marcia Hammond's ascension or transition. And Donna, if you will take Barbara Bill, and one other thing, just pray regarding people's cars and the electromagnetic problem in general. And then, Dwayne, you can take Anna, who has this nerve blockage, probably sciatica, on her left leg from the knee down. She has numbness and I think other discomforts. Maybe she has some pain, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you will also take Frances Gower Miller, who has Raynaud's disease of her arteries. And I'll take Melania and the border situation. And so Barbara, I'll let you start, and then you can just go in that order.
Okay. I was away from the phone for just a moment. So I have what, Geraldine and what else?
You have Geraldine Gower, and
yes,
you have Marcia Hammonds.
Okay. All right. Thank you. In the name I am that I am, we call to the sponsoring masters of Geraldine Gower in Kentucky to overshine her. We call to beloved Kuan Yin, goddess of mercy, to bless her and to transmute the cause and core of her heart issues, to give her courage and hope. We call to beloved Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, Hilarion, and Lady Francesca, to all the healing angels to be with her and walk with her daily, help her to make wise choices in regards to the food she eats and the activities that she does so that she can pursue optimum health, and help her get outdoors and meet people and be a little more active, so that will encourage her and bring her more happiness and confidence. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this beloved sister of light, and bless her in every possible way, dear Lord. We now call the beloved Mighty Astrea to lock your cosmic circle and sort of blue flame in through and around the soul of our beloved Marcia Hammond, who passed away last night on Christmas night. Take her soul, we pray, escort her to her proper place in the etheric to prepare for her ascension. Send blue lightning angels to cut her free from all astral entanglements, all residual karma that might hold her to this earth in any way, shape, or form. We know she is in the arms of the Lord and that you are caring for her in a very special way. We also call to the comfort angels to go surround her family, all her children, her dear friend Lenore Harris, and all those that know and loved her, and give them courage and hope and peace of mind and heart, and comfort them in their sadness, and help them share in the joy of her release into the light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so grateful for the gift of her life to the earth, and we're so happy that she is going on now in her spiritual journey and can help us from the other side. Amen, amen, amen.
In the name I am that I am, I called Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus and Magda, and the healing angels to please be by the side of Barbara Bell and help her regulate her heart so that it is in normal beat and help her with her stress factor. I ask this in Jesus' name. And I call to Lord Maitreya, Ganesh, Saint Germain, to please help our civilization with the problems of the electric cars. Please help us solve these problems immediately so that we can live better lives and longer. Thank you. I pass the torch.
In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Buddha Self, I call a dear beloved Mother Mary, Jesus, I call a dear beloved Hilarion and the healing angels to encircle Anna Bodoff. And we ask for that the angels work with her physical body. We call it to the angels, Mother Mary, to blaze forth your emerald ray and your healing ray, your comfort flame, and beloved Kuan Yin, to send forth your violet ray in through and around the nerves within her back, going down her left leg and throughout her entire body, to bring the nerves into perfect alignment, perfect order, perfect balance, and that she receive the perfect nutrition that will help the nervous system working in those areas, and for her back to be aligned. We see the violet flame and the emerald ray and the white ray of the mother light blazing up the spine, bringing perfect balance and wholeness, comfort. We see the comfort flame and the perfect God direction as to what she can do in her own exercise routine to be God-directed, as well as receiving assistance from her chiropractor to be drawn into that perfect alignment to bring the comfort and peace and wholeness. Amen. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and my Holy Christ Buddha Self, I call on you, beloved Mother Mary, Jesus, Saint Germain, beloved Hilarion, and all healing beings of light to assist Francis Gower Miller. Do I have that? Yeah, Miller?
Yes.
Yes. And I ask you to enfold her in your light and bring forth a perfect blood circulation and throughout her body, throughout her legs, her feet, and bring the arteries in happy wholeness and peace and cleansing, that any cleansing that's required to let the blood flow freely. And I call for the Raynaud's disease, the very cause, effect, record, and memory. I ask for the violet flame, all in accordance with God's perfect, holy will, wisdom, and love, to flow forth in divine order, bringing forth comfort and alignment, healing, and the knowledge and the awareness within heart and soul to assist in this process, that she may be divinely guided, as well as her doctors be divinely guided. And I ask for these blessings for both Anna and Francis and all of the souls we're calling for tonight for perfect balance. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we call on Maximus Miracle Matrix. And we see through these currents of divine beingness an increase in our leaders, our presidents, and all who support him, their conscience, their desire to serve the American people at the highest level, And we pray that the president be in the right place at the right time, and that he be protected, and that the masters of love, wisdom, including El Moria, the divine director, Saint Germain, Godfrey, and Ofra, overshine him and give him divine guidance and bless his schedule and all his endeavors, and that there be eliminated from his schedule and his life those elements, those activities that would divert him from the path of divine leadership. We pray that he will follow the direction of the Lord God Almighty in what he eats, when he sleeps, where he goes, what he reacts to, what he decides. And we pray also tonight that he will be quite aware of the dangers of 5G, artificial intelligence, embedded chips, MK Ultra, and all the dark technologies that are threatening us today, including chemicals made into pills and pharmaceutical products that people are taking wrongly or incorrectly or too much of, or that are lowering their immune systems. And we thank you that you have been behind this president and you are helping him today. We also pray tonight for the border situation between the United States, Mexico, Canada, and all of those entry areas and non-entry areas that people are coming in to our country with smuggled fentanyl and opioids and other drugs and chemicals and things that are very dangerous. And we also pray for the we right now I take Archangel Michael's replica of his blue flame lightning sword, and I direct it at the border situation to prevent all human trafficking and all criminality and people who are inclined to continue or to begin or to wreak havoc in our country from coming into this country. We pray for the binding, the removal of them, and the prevention of them from coming in, and for ICE and other patrol leaders from the military to be very much on their toes in preventing these things from happening and knowing where to inspect and find hidden quantities of negative substances that are trying to enter our, that are trying to be brought into our country. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, beloved Archangel Michael, and all the hosts of the Lord, for your protection of our border and for your assistance in getting that wall up and in place as soon as possible. And we also pray tonight for 2020, the year 2020, to be a powerful and harmonious and amazing year in which we all come up higher, in which we become more sensitive and aware and in tune and more inclined to be very disciplined in our times of meditation and scheduling and using our time to be God's time in everything we do. Help us to get in the habit of carrying on a continual conversation with our I am that I am presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Okay, I guess that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Our next class is January the 30th.
January the 30th. Okay, well, that gives us a few extra days.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
So,
God
happy
bless.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, right. And
happy
all
New
of
Year.
The above.
Yes. And happy
rest,
New Year.
All of you.
Yes. Thank you, Anna. Thank you all who joined us. Thank you, Matthew, and all who joined us. We're grateful.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yes. Have a happy New Year.
Have a nice
year.
Thanks.
Good
night, all.
Night. Bye. Hello.